have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
I don't wanna pretend, I don't wanna play games. Can't lie to myself, not one more day. Been trying to deal with some things that's hard to talk about. I'm going through some changes and I'm having my doubts. Been there for everyone else, now I'm going through. Can't solve the problems tonight, just gonna have to get used to me not being around.
I'm not doing fine.
Can't smile and give another.
I won't smile.
I'm not doing fine.
Can't smile and give another.
I won't smile.
I'm not doing fine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless the Lord on today. Hallelujah. So many things are going on in our lives. Hallelujah. I'm not perfect, and yes, I cry. I cry. Amen. Between the snot and the carpet. Glory to God. But sometimes, you know, it's okay to be that real people of God. Yes, I have a title, but guess what? I'm still a woman. I'm still, glory to God, hallelujah, having things to contend with every day. I have to handle my business anyway with a heavy heart. But now I understand. I'm not going to pretend and be fake anymore, glory to God. When the Spirit of the Lord says go, I go, hallelujah, regardless of how I feel or what it looks like, hallelujah, because I know with a certainty that I am on assignment only. Hear me real good. Doesn't care what your platform offers or looks like. I am on assignment only. It's not about our relationship. I am on assignment only, but I didn't mean to go there. I am not going to pretend. Yeshua is asking for our realness, hallelujah, in this hour, leaders. We have to keep it moving. We have to remain vigilant. We have to remain sober, hallelujah, because you know why? Time is shorter than we could possibly imagine. So I thank the Lord for Tamika for that song. Amen. It is anointed. Amen. It may be not your traditional spiritual hymn. Amen. But it is real, and it is the kingdom. Amen. We have to be for real. We have to be for real. You know why? Because the Holy Spirit is transparent. He wants us to be transparent. He wants us to have this intimacy with him. He already sees into us. He already is well acquainted with us. And I'm coming to understand, amen, if you're going to be anything other than that, you know what? Go somewhere and sit down in the name of Jesus. But hallelujah, I'm on one. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just want you all to know this is Shabbat Saturday, and we were created to worship. Hallelujah. We were created to worship the Lord. We were created to Shabbat him. We were created to praise him. Amen. Did you know that? The word says in Revelation 4:11, you are worthy, O Lord, our God, to receive glory and honor and power. Hallelujah. I said that real loud. Hallelujah. Because he created all things, and by his will they exist. By his will they were created. We were created to worship. Hallelujah. And that's why I lift my hands. That's why I bless his name. Hallelujah. He is my God. He is my God Almighty. Hallelujah. He is the blessed one. Hallelujah. And I hallow his name. El Shaddai, Elohim, the creator of heaven and earth. Adonai, Adonai, the Lord, who is my master, who nourishes me, who supplies. He is all bountiful. He is all sufficient, people of God. He is Jehovah Jireh. Yes, we hear that. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. But listen, he sees my needs. He knows my needs. He knows them. He's well acquainted with them. If he can know the hairs that are on my head, certainly he knows my needs and provide for them. Hallelujah. So I bless his name because he is Jehovah Rapha, my healer. He sent his word and he healed me. That is good. Hallelujah. He is Jehovah Makedesh, my sanctifier. Ooh, Shalom Aleichem, my sanctifier. Glory to God. Jehovah Nissi, my victory and his banner over me, over you. Hallelujah. Is love, the love of God that will do it up, see, will not be separated from. When the enemy comes in like a flood, he will lift up a standard against them. Hallelujah. He is Jehovah Shalom, my peace, your peace that transcends all understanding. I'm not just trying to say a whole bunch of words. This is the truth. This is the word. Glory to God. Glory to God. And it says that his peace mounts guard, oh my God, today over our heart and over our mind in Christ Jesus. He is Jehovah Sitkenu, my righteousness. Jehovah Rohe, my shepherd. Jehovah Shammah, the one who will never, he will never leave you or forsake you. So we worship him. We give him praise. Hallelujah. We give him glory on today. We shabbat him in the name of Jesus because he is God and we were created for worship. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That in itself is enough to make me want to clap. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, listen, this is your host. Hallelujah. Shabbat Saturday. I'm on 100. I have been looking forward to this day. Hallelujah. I am Apostle Dawn of Healing Mountains Ministries International. And if you have joined me on today, hallelujah. And I pray that my producer will let me know if there's anyone on the line, even though you're muted. Hallelujah. We want to acknowledge you. And we praise God for your dropping by. Hallelujah. I want to say thank you. You could have done so many other things, but thank you. And I believe it is the unction and the leading of the Holy Spirit that you are here on today. Hallelujah. There is a great shaking going on in the heavenly realms. Hallelujah. Hear me real good. People of God, if you don't believe that, just look and see what is falling, what is being revealed. Amen. Just look and hear, hallelujah, the newscasters of today. Hallelujah. And what the Spirit of the Lord is doing in the church. Hallelujah. People are dropping dead. My God, today, there is a great shaking going on in the heavenly realms. And we, you and I, have been given the authority, the authority and the power, the authority and the power to speak and say something. So I come to Shabbat, our awesome God. I come to encourage you, our listening audience on today, because, hear me real good, this is the day that the Lord has created. This is the day that he made. You didn't have to wake up and see it, but you did. Hallelujah. So we rejoice and we are glad in it. We are excited. Glory to God. I am here to inspire you on today, not perspire you, but inspire you to move in the realm of his glory and his word and his authority. Amen. But today, in particular, I want us to go to Revelations chapter 3, verse 8. Revelations chapter 3, verse 8. Amen. The word of God says, I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door. Hallelujah. That no one can shut. I know that you have little strength. Yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. Once God opens a door for you, people of God, hear me. No man, no woman, no organization can shut that door. No devil, no demon, oh my God, today, nothing. Nothing can close a door once the Lord has opened it. And some of you listening have been waiting. Some of you are waiting for the Lord to open the doors in your life. They're waiting for that miracle, waiting for that word, waiting for that prayer request to be answered. Waiting for that new opportunity to come your way. Well, I would like to encourage you to hold on to this word in Revelations chapter 3, verse 8. In fact, I encourage you to decree it, declare it, claim it, meditate on it daily in the name of Jesus in this season. Because I believe by the soul, my God, today, by the unction of the Holy Spirit, is our winning season. God has placed before you an open door that no one can shut. And what the Lord has for you will never pass you by, my God, today. If you are walking in alignment with his word. So have a heart that's filled with expectation now in the name of Jesus. Expect good now in the name of Jesus. Expect change now in the name of Jesus. Hearken unto his voice, the voice of his word. Hallelujah. The rhema word in the name of Jesus. Things are about to change in just a little while. Because our Savior, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, is good. He is faithful to his word. Amen. Hallelujah. The Father of God says, ha, that his word does not return to him void, but prospers in the place where it has been sent. So expect blessings to come your way, because God's word tells us in Jeremiah 29:11, yes, it is a one known by many. Amen. But listen to this word real good today. He has plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Yes, there has been an acknowledgement that the church should prepare for persecution. But listen, he says, those who are known by his name, let me tell you, will do great exploits. Hallelujah. Those who are known by his name, in the name of Jesus. So his plans are to prosper you. His plans are not to harm you. His plans are to give you hope and a future. Hallelujah. You, me, we need to declare that we are blessed of God. Hallelujah. We do not live like the world. Hallelujah. Even though we're in this world, we're not of this world. That's what the scripture tells us. And he says, what? This light affliction is but for a moment. And we do not set our eyes on those things that are seen, but the things that are unseen. So the things that are seen are temporal, my God, today. Hallelujah. We are blessed of God. You are gifted. You are anointed in the name of Jesus. You don't believe me? Well, let's read Deuteronomy 28, amen, 28 verses 1 to 14. It says, if you fully obey the Lord your God, that's a contingency, and carefully follow all, not some, all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth. All these blessings will come on you and accompany, that means be with you, if you obey the Lord your God. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land, and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks. That means your resources, amen? Your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed. That means your finances, ha! You will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. Hallelujah. The Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction, but flee from you in seven. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hand to. Enterprise. Woo! Yeah. The Lord will, God will bless you in the land he is giving you. The Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he promised you on oath, if you will keep the commands of the Lord your God and walk in obedience to him, then all the peoples on earth will see that you are called by the the name of the Lord, and they will fear you. What does the scripture say earlier? Ha, those who are known, hallelujah, by their God shall do great exploits. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your ground in the land he swore to your ancestors to give you. The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send you rain on your land in season and to bless all the work of your hands. Sounds like a supernatural move of God to me. You will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. If you pay attention to the commands of the Lord your God that I give you this day, and carefully follow them, you will always be at the top, never at the bottom, people of God. Do not turn aside from any of the commands I give you today, to the right or to the left. Do not be distracted. Stay focused. The scripture says, following other gods and serving them in the name of Jesus. So you are blessed. Because you are a joint heir in Christ. You are blessed and well able because you have received the power of the Holy Spirit. You are blessed because you remained steadfast under trial and stood the testing. You are blessed because you were chosen before the foundation of the world, my God, today. You are blessed because you obeyed the voice of the Lord your God in the name of Jesus. You are blessed because he has given you all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's what the word just said. You are blessed because you are a child according to the good pleasure of his will. It is your heart's desire. It is your passion. It is your focus. It is your mindset to do the will of God. You are blessed because you are accepted in the beloved. You are blessed because you are redeemed. Hallelujah. You are redeemed from the curse of the law through the blood of Jesus. And you are blessed because you are a person of wisdom and prudence according to his word. You do have a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Yeshua. You are blessed because you are saved by grace in the name of Jesus. You are blessed because you are his workmanship in the name of Jesus. You are blessed because you are a new creation. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. You are blessed because you are a citizen of heaven. You are a partaker of his promise in Christ Jesus. You are strengthened with might by his Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed because, hallelujah, he dwells in your heart by faith, and you speak the truth in love. You are rooted and grounded in love, and nothing shall separate you from the love of God. You are blessed because you are renewed in the spirit of your mind. You are blessed in the name of Jesus because you are the light of this world, and darkness does not dwell in you. You are blessed because you are more than a conqueror. You are an overcomer. You overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. And you are blessed because you are healed. You are free. You are the salt of the earth. You are sanctified. You are consecrated. You are victorious in the name of Jesus. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. That is the truth, people of God. You are blessed because the Lord, hallelujah, hand is upon your life. So start thinking that way. Start thinking that you and he are one, and start thanking him in advance. Start praising him in advance. There are doors opening for you. There are blessings and good things coming your way in the name of Jesus. Psalms 23, verse 6 tells us, surely, that means absolutely certainly, goodness and mercy shall follow us, you, me, all the days of our life. And I declare this upon you right now. Goodness and mercy will follow you. The Lord's goodness will not only chase you, but overtake you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Revelation 3:8 again says, he knows your deeds. He has placed before you an open door that no man can shut. I know that you have little strength, but if you have kept his word and have not denied him, people of God, let's believe. Let's believe that the Lord will be faithful to his word, because that is his nature, his character. He is not a God that he should lie. And let's begin to confess and decree and declare his word over our lives in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord Jesus, I want to thank you in advance on behalf of those who are listening for the open doors that you are even creating now. Open doors of blessings in their lives in the name of Jesus. And I thank you in advance for opening new doors of opportunity. Lord God, if they are in a place of Lodabar, Lord God, raise them up. Open the eyes of their understanding. Let them see that there are more with them than against them. Where men might tell them no, I trust and believe that you, Lord, will say yes. Where people may reject them, Lord, I trust and believe that you will accept them. I declare this to be, hallelujah, our winning season, our season of breakthrough. Oh, go, my God, today. Our season to be propelled into our rightful positions. Our season to walk out our purpose completely into our Goshens in the name of Jesus. I pray and come against everything that may try to pull us back, Father God. Let us remain focused in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus has set us free, people of God, and will push you and me forward into our kingdom assignment. No longer will we take one step forward and two steps back. That cycle is broken today in the mighty name of Jesus. No longer will we be indecisive. No longer will we be impulsive. No longer will we be doubting. No longer will we doubt. I pray that you will have clarity of mind. I pray that you will have sound judgment in all of your decisions. I pray that you'll be led quietly and confidently, and with confidence of the Holy Spirit's ability to give you wise counsel. Holy Spirit, lead us. No longer, say that with me, no longer will I accept being in detrimental habits that try to circumvent the will of God in my life, in your life. No longer will I accept things that drain or try to usurp my energy, my focus, my anointing. Things that lead me to procrastinate, things that lead you to procrastinate. I break those habits now in the name of Jesus. And I speak productivity into your life. I speak effectiveness over your hands in the name of Jesus. I say in the name of Jesus, your hands are anointed, your ideals are blessed, your mindset is renewed, you are effective in all that you do, the doors are open, people of God. This is your winning season. Glory to God. Whether it is in the kingdom of God, or even in your own career, or your business, or your ministry, your relationships, you are highly favored. You are blessed of the Lord. It is not by might nor by power, but it is by the Spirit of God, for Jesus Christ. He stands, hallelujah, ever making intercession for you, for me, believing and expecting, hallelujah, us to experience his goodness and his mercy to follow us all the days of our lives. Open the windows of heaven, Father God. Pour out your blessings. Shower now shower down over our families, over our households, over our ministries, over this broadcast, oh my God, over this nation. I speak the blood of Jesus for victory, for the power to overcome, victory, hallelujah, to stand, victory, to produce the will and purpose of God in your lives. Every door that the enemy tries to shut, every door, will be, hallelujah, shut completely once and for all. You will not open it again. I decree that in the name of Jesus. Why? Because I believe that this word that is being released right now in the atmosphere, that it is piercing your heart. It is piercing and pricking your heart. It is giving you stamina. It is giving you a gumption to go on. Hallelujah. To run on. To run the race. Hallelujah. To press towards the prize. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. The door that he is opening now and the declaration that he has made in the heavens, this is your winning season. Every blocked door will be unblocked. In the name of Jesus, every hindrance, every obstacle placed in front of your door, it is removed in the name of Jesus. He has opened a door that no man can shut. The angels of the Lord are encamped round about you. I speak and declare that you are entering a new season of opportunities. I confess that his hand is upon your life. The hand of God is leading you, moving you towards great things. You shall do great exploits, body of Christ, those who are known and called by his name. Hallelujah. He is moving you towards great things, new things, and I praise his holy name. He is sovereign. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Because you are one with him. You and him are one. So shall you do great feats. Hallelujah. And exploits in his name. Hallelujah. He will help you to win all your battles. He will give you help to overcome every struggle and every challenge. Albeit there may be persecution, but you will not stay there. You are the one, hallelujah, that he leads beside the still waters. As you submit to him, as you submit to his authority, as you trust in him, as you allow him to continue to guide you in every area of your life, may I be found always to be in the right place at the right time because of you, Lord. That is my cry. That is my heartbeat. I praise him because he is truly blessed. Hallelujah. He has truly extended his hand, and I have seen the demonstration of his glory on my behalf. I have seen the demonstration of his favor. I have seen the demonstration of his love, and I pray for every person under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah, new doors of blessings, new doors, hallelujah, of favor, new doors opening in your lives in the name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 through 8 says, ask, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. The one who seeks, find. Enter the one who knocks. Hallelujah. The door will be open. I just thank the Lord for his word. You know, it gives me a surety. It gives me confidence that when I ask in his name, I receive it. His word assures me that I will find when I seek, and I thank him. But if I knock on any door, hallelujah, with him beside me, that door will be open. Hallelujah. Philippians 4, verse 19 says, my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. I thank the Lord, hallelujah, that he alone is able to quench every desire and to meet every need. Hallelujah. He alone is able to break every chain and lift every burden through his mighty power. I pray and I believe that his will in this season, in this Wabasi, in this winning season, will be done in your life, will be manifested in your life. This will open doors that you yourself could not have opened. This word that's being released, it is an affirmation, a confirmation to some, but most importantly, it is a declaration over your life. The word tells me in James chapter 1, verse 17, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly light, who does not change like shifting shadows. You are the source of every good and perfect gift, Father God. You are the source of all blessings and breakthroughs. I bless his name, and I give him the glory and honor, and I thank him for listening to our prayers. Hallelujah. He hears us when we cry. Amen. And I would like to pray for divine restoration over your life today. I pray that you will experience supernatural restoration over your household, over your family, over your ministries, over your businesses, over your relationships. If peace has been stolen from you by the enemy, then stand and agree with me that the peace will be restored in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You will find peace. Joy will not be absent from your heart or in your soul. I encourage you to stand, hallelujah, and having done all, stand. That joy, the joy of the Lord, will be restored in the name of Jesus. And if there is any unrest in your mind, if there is any conflict or confusion, I believe that he, Yeshua, the Lord Jesus Christ, is able to give you peace and a sound mind. You have clarity in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You will be still and know. Stand and agree with me, people of God. Clarity will be restored. You will find and have rest in your mind in the name of Jesus. Why? Because this is your winning season. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. God can fix what's been lost or broken. And you know what? I'd like to tell you this. Some things are worth fighting for. And this fight in this season is one that is done in the spirit, not in the flesh. It's done on our knees. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you not to sit there with a defeated attitude. Don't allow the enemy to wreak havoc in your mind, in your heart, in your soul. Quiet your soul. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I encourage you to fight for restoration over your life. I pray, hallelujah, you will fight. Hallelujah. I encourage you in the name of Jesus to believe and know and be affirmed and assured that the strength that he gives you, the strength to be renewed, the strength, amen, and the energy to go forward, to walk on, to press on, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And to that one that is listening, yes, even your marriage can be restored in the name of Jesus. Some of us are seeking restoration. Some of us are seeking healing in our bodies. For others, we are seeking that our minds be restored. Amen. That our minds experience the peace of God. Hallelujah. Because the devil has torn apart the peace that we once had. But in the name of Jesus, I want you to believe and know and be encouraged. The Lord is well able. He's well able to restore that which has been destroyed. He is opening doors of opportunity for you now, doors that will lead to your restoration, doors that will lead to your wholeness, doors that will lead to rebuilding you beyond what you could ever possibly comprehend or even understand. God is God of restoration. The book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 25 to 26 says, I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust or cankerworm have eaten. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. I praise the name of the Lord, our God, because he deals with us on such a level that he gives us a hope. He gives us a strength. Hallelujah. He said that you will never again be put to shame. Stand and believe, people of God. The Lord will restore the years that the swarming locust has eaten in your life. You will eat plenty and be satisfied. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Joel chapter 42, verse 10, and the Lord restored the fortune of Job when he prayed for his friend. Hallelujah. Job was given twice as much as he had before. The Bible says in Zechariah chapter 10, verse 16, I will strengthen the house of Judah. I will save the house of Joseph. I will bring them back because I have compassion on them, and they shall be as though they had not been rejected. For I am the Lord their God. Answer them. Stand and believe today. The Lord will bring back and restore all that has been lost, all that has been destroyed in your life, because the door is open. This is your winning season. He has compassion on you, and he will answer your prayers. Hallelujah. I declare and decree this day, according to Isaiah chapter 41, verse 8, I believe that you, Father God, will make rivers flow on all barren ground in our lives. Springs will come to our life within the dry valleys that we face. You will turn the desert into pools of water before us. You will restore all that has been lost and broken in our lives in the name of Jesus. You know all of the deepest pain. You know all that hurts us. And I pray that you would restore our vision so that we'll be able to walk by faith and not by sight, so that we'll be able to see beyond our current circumstances or situation and see the open door, that we will be able to believe that you will restore our hope in our lives. You will restore us and make us stronger. We will be more trusting of you. We will have an expectation of your word and your promise. I pray for divine restoration to each and every one under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, healing will be restored in your bodies. Blessings and goodness will be restored in your lives. Peace and unity will be restored in your mind and your heart. And I pray in the name of Jesus for this restoration, for this divine peace, this unity to be restored in your homes, in your families, in your marriages, in your ministries, oh my God, today in your relationships. He is the God who is well able. He makes all things new. And I pray that you would meet the needs of the people who desperately long for that healing touch, for that restoration, for those who are in a financial need, even so, Father God. Let there be a manifestation of breakthrough. Let there be provision because of your word. You said in John chapter 11, verse 25, I am the resurrection and the life, my God, today. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. You are the resurrection of life, King Jesus. And I ask that you resurrect our faith. Hallelujah. Fire of God. The fire of God. Hallelujah. come alive and quicken our spirit, man. As we surrender to you today, you are a sovereign God who has all power in his hands. And I pray that you would help us to have an expectation that we will truly believe, that we will truly rely on you, that we will obey, ha, as we wait on you. We will move, hallelujah, as you move. Glory to God. You are doing a new thing in our lives, Lord God. And we commit ourselves to you. We trust in you, the restorer of man, the lifter of man. Help us to be patient as we wait on you. I pray for your presence to abide and dwell in our homes and all around us. Load us daily with benefit. Let us not be fearful. Let us have a sense of calm and safety. Glory to God. You are the vine and we are the branches. And we remain in you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We remain in you because apart from you, we can do nothing. Absolutely nothing. But I thank you and I praise you, King Jesus, that you are doing a new thing. This is a new season. The doors are open, people of God. Yes, there will be persecution, but we that are known by our God will do great exploits. Hallelujah. We will be effective. We will be fruitful in the kingdom. Hallelujah. We will be productive. Hallelujah. We will show forth his glory. And I pray that you will just latch onto this word. Receive it in the name of Jesus. And if you need to pray over it, pray over it. But I pray that it bursts a life, hallelujah, an acknowledgement, and that it touches the life and nature of God within you. Hallelujah. That you will bear much fruit in the kingdom in the name of Jesus. Psalm 71, verse 20 to 21 says, though you have made me see troubles, many, hallelujah, and bitter, you restore my life again from the depths of the earth. You will again bring me, increase me in honor and comfort me once again. I will trust in you, Lord Jesus, to restore my life again, to rebuild my hope, my faith, my joy again, and cause no trouble to overwhelm me. I bless your name, and I thank you for hearing our prayer in Jesus' name. Everything that seemed to be going the wrong way, ha, the enemy trying to speak this negativism within your ear and has you looking at things, amen, or participating in things that bring no light, that are not part of your kingdom assignment, that are not part of his kingdom. Talking to you out of the side of his neck in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are right now, let's just get a moment. Take a moment. I'm going somewhere. Take a moment with God, just you. Father God, we need your glory. We need you to show up and show out. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. We want you to manifest your glory in our lives. Teach us to be more patient, Father God. Teach us to be more resilient. Teach us to be more trusting in you. Teach us to be more believing in your word and taking it at its face value. Teach us to know that when we face difficulties, when we face challenges in our lives, they are not difficulties or a challenge to you. And that you are our rescuer. You are our restorer. Ha, my God, today. And I believe that when you and I are in deep waters, that he is true to his word. When we, hallelujah, pass through the waters, he will be with us. When we pass through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm us. When we walk through the fire, we shall not be burned. And the flame shall not consume us. That is what the word says that will happen when we face persecution. Even in persecution, we will experience an open door. The word says he makes a way of escape. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, help us. Teach us so that you will always, and we will know this without a doubt, that you will always go before us, that you are always with us, that you will not forsake us, that you have given us an open door, that this is our winning season. And let us seek the counsel of you always. Let us search the word of God first in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because only you, not man, can move mountains. Only you can speak calm to every storm in the name of Jesus. Only you can perform miracles. Only you can make a way where there seems to be no way. Your word says in Psalm 73, verse 27 to 28, for behold, those who are far from you shall perish, but you put an end to everyone who is unfaithful. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I put my trust in the Lord. I put my trust in the Lord that I may declare all thy works. Lord, it is good for us to draw near to you. It is good for us to make you our refuge because we know we will find strength in you. We know that we will find preservation and comfort in you. So I declare in the name of Jesus that we are equipped, that we are being equipped, that we are equipped with everything we need to survive the storm. And that the Lord will never give us more than we can bear. Remember that. And that he has already made a way to victory that is available to you and me, declaring that this is our winning season in the name of Jesus. He is more than a conqueror, people of God. Those are just not words on a page. And we overcome every difficulty, every trial in our lives. Hallelujah. Every physical obstacle, every spiritual obstacle, we overcome. The Lord Jesus has given us the victory. Although our hearts and our flesh may fail, I said this last week, but I declare God's word, which says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And I confess and declare that there is power in the blood of Jesus. I know without question that there is power in the blood. Father God, I ask that you go before us now. Continue to be with us as we face things that we are contending with right now, Father God. If we have questions that we need answers to, we will continue to look to you, the author and finisher of our faith. Because it is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed is what the word says. Lord Jesus, I will continue to trust you. I trust in your word. I trust your will that is divine. It overrules my own will. Your plans are just. And they are better than anything I could possibly imagine. And I bless your name as I relinquish all control and give you the glory and the honor and the praise forevermore in the durable sea. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. The word of God says, hallelujah, to which indeed you were called. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. Remain focused. Remain steadfast. Remain vigilant. Hallelujah. Because he is opening doors that no man can close. And he will not fail you. He will not fail you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can trust him in the name of Jesus. And know this also, that he hears your prayers. Hallelujah. And in his mercy and his loving kindness, he will answer your prayers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm just so thankful today for so many things, but most importantly, for what I know and what I have seen and what I have experienced. Hallelujah. That the Lord, whatever his will is, whatever his decision may be for my life, I say, Lord, let your will be done. I am going to trust you all the way in the name of Jesus, because I know without question that he is opening doors that no man can close. Hallelujah. Now let us pray. Heavenly Father, I am so grateful that I have been saved, that I have been redeemed by you. I'm grateful of your mercy. So great is your mercy that you would save a wretched man like me. Hallelujah. I pray, Father God, that in these last days, as you pour out your spirit, hallelujah, as you pour out your spirit, that we will experience a fresh anointing fall afresh upon us. I pray that our lives would be touched, renewed, restored, and transformed by the Holy Spirit. Help us, Father God, not to be distracted by the things of this world, the headlines, or the words of the no-sayers or naysayers. But rather, Father, let us remain focused, not to miss this mighty outpouring of your Spirit. Let your Holy Spirit flow over us and give us peace from the trauma. May he take control in our lives and lead us to walk in your way and in your will. Give us an experience with the Holy Spirit like the day of Pentecost in Acts 2. There was a great persecution and sorrow, but yet the Holy Spirit moved mightily in their lives. I praise you, Father God. You are great and awesome. As we live out our lives, Lord God, let it be unto your glory. May it be pleasing to you. May it be a life that is led by the Holy Spirit. May it be one that will be of great joy to your heart in the name of Jesus. And Father God, have your way. Have your way in the name of Jesus, I pray. A very simple prayer indeed. But yet the word says that even creation is groaning and travailing for the sons of God to be made manifest. People of God, that is ultimately what it is all about, to the glory of God, that we may show forth his glory, hallelujah, that we may indeed be his ambassadors in the name of Jesus. And as this word has been released over the airways today, I don't doubt that something is happening, that something has been released, that change is taking place right now, that this is our winning season. I have been decreeing that ever since I heard it 4 weeks ago, that God is creating a new path. He is opening doors in the midst of the chaos, people of God. Hallelujah. But we need to open our mouths and decree we are going to be shifted into our new, hallelujah, into our restoration, for our transformation, that we are going to walk through the doors that he is opening for us, that this is our turnaround into our season of reaping. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is our winning season. Hallelujah. And he is going to do a new thing in this season. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you again, people of God, for joining me on today. And in my closing, I would only say, Abba, Father, now fill this broadcast with your glory. And let those who are under the sound of my voice now and later on the rebroadcast will experience a manifestation of your power and your sovereignty and your presence. Touch the life and nature of God within them. In the name of Jesus. I want to say thank you again for stopping by for another Shabbat Saturday. Thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim. And the Elation Radio family, in the name of Jesus, I love you. I love you. I love you. And for this platform, amen, God's people, I pray the Lord will continue to bless you, continue to enlarge your borders and territories in the name of Jesus. And that, you know what? If this word that has life, and his word says that his word does have life, has touched you, is now embedded and growing and manifesting, hallelujah, and bringing forth what has been decreed and declared on this call, then you will be a glory. You will be unto his glory. You will show forth his glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love you on today, and I thank God for you being here. And I'm taking my time because I want to say that if God be for us, truly this word has become rhema to me. Who can be against us? Think about that. It is just so true. Who? Ain't no devil in hell is able to stand against the word of God. Somebody receive that today in the name of Jesus. Listen, all of you, you all, as I'd like to say, come back next Saturday. I truly do love you. I truly do thank God for you being here. You could have been anywhere else. And if I said anything that has changed your mind, let it be that you believe that God is opening a door for you. And this is your winning season. We'll be back here at 3 p.m. next Saturday, Eastern Standard Time, for another Shabbat Saturday at this great Elation radio station with Dr. Kimmy Kim. I love you, woman of God. Thank you again for your example and for your heart and for your patience with little old me. And may the Lord God continue to use you, great woman of God. Now please close us out. Shalom, everyone. I love you.